I read my answer, Mr. Brad. My answer.
Oh, yeah.
You think you read on that?
Turned it up, what it was, I saw it.
The businessman, he's been on.
Oh, yeah.
All the man board meetings. Well, they're not, not a bad, not a lot of things to be fighting, for example, others in the man of the justice department. Being, you know, I had a trust and that sort of thing. Because they make this administration crusty. The justice department is on the case of all that.
Yeah, well, that's right, that was his thesis, they hear this, they're suddenly, the kids.
It may be he's talking about the ones he talks to.
Yeah, that's a hard one to figure.
If that is the case, I'd be very curious, if the American business community bothers that far gone, if it's that weak and that decade, you know what I mean, what the hell?
I'm Mr. President, Secretary Cagle, this is here, full line, I'll give you a question, just a second.
Yeah, that's, Chairman, I knew it was an odd thesis.
Of course, you have this whole theory, one man has a weak. Yes, we did wrong, I think it was most of it. Anything to be repressive things.
That's bothering Terry, Eglin Mitchell, she's very in on Mitchell.
What did you do, Mike?
Nothing, and of course, Pat got very upset about the whole business of trying to hang us with the, hang Mitchell, really, with the, genocide of the Black Panthers, which we didn't do on that. And,
that's something about it.
He came around saying we're not doing it. But, I think he got put to us and he deserves the credit for it, that Epstein story in New York, and, all of the job.
He was pointing out Kyle for his piece, he told me that it's back in Harvard, nobody speaking to me, but that's all right, he said, I don't mind.
Did he say that?
Very deeply speaking, he said nobody, and then he said, I can break him, very simple, he knew.
I wonder if that's even true.
I think it is. Of course, he's probably very sensitive. On the other hand, you know, they're probably a little, they kind of, you know, how they are, like, much to be.
Yeah.
They're probably playing their own games. University, you know, you're petty as hell, you know. I mean, professor, what'd you cut down?
Cut down tonight, I think he is.
So they have any bubble like that right now, man? And he makes, I suppose, it is worth following up on, so. I mean, the importance of not letting the lives and so forth get across, I can't talk about that. Just to use everybody. Even frankly, if the American business community thinks this administration is repressive on it, everything, screw it, I mean, it's just not worth saving. That's my feeling about it. I just don't think they've got it anymore. I don't believe that they can't do that much, everyone's looking at it, keep looking at it.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. I think there's been a lot of.
We know the kids have.
Of overreaction on the part of parents to their kids.
We know that you're running on some of our own people here.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Don't you get a problem, aren't you, man?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mr. President.
How are you?
Hi.
themselves, they can get it. But it's going to be quite a few, I think, quite a few hundreds of years. And it's going to involve a long process of education before you can really say, well, I'm just going to grow in terms of religions.
We're trying to get $13 million through the export-import
bank. They did all he can through the fence. We're processing a $7 million claim for refund to IRS to try to get them financing cash so they don't have too much more problems. On the yard line, hoping that we can solve this thing for a couple of weeks before we get to the decision point. And the committee yesterday pulled out SST in the House. If we can get a little on SST, all they need is to be triggered by a debacle in Lockheed or something of that kind. It might adversely affect it. We're not sure. But we don't want to adversely affect the SST. We can't.
I noticed the SST, of course, actually clears the House and head around to the Senate. And the combination of reads and expected proposal from the Kersey and the Proxmire, where you can get a show of what you're in. Think about that. What in the hell do they want this country to die? Do they want us to build anything? I mean, they want us to go out of space. They want us to go out of SST. And what in the name of God do we build?
And they want us to get out of defense.
They want to harsh it.
They want to mobilize the military. They want to quit all the space.
You notice that it's unbelievable. You notice how I hit a rock or with an eye.
Thank you.
you can tell me, it's pretty good, right?
Different thing.
All the, anybody else, or this business is not to. We get the point.
One thing I want to change, because my consensus is, because my mutual friends, 1925, Congress passed a law in effect saying banks can't make political contributions and so forth. And for 45 years, nothing's been done about it. Department of Justice broke the case out of Ohio, largely because of money fraud, as you can probably recall. Reported that he borrowed money from a bank to use in his political campaign. Well, they, for some reason, last year said this is a violation. Now they invited the Frost National Bank in San Antonio for $7,500 loan, which is an individual who put into President Smith's campaign. I would agree for President Smith. But thank God, I immediately got a top for him. And I said, this is what the court y'all would send it over there, Justice. Well, hell, they just send them all over there, and they catch a bank, and they send them over to Justice. So Justice got pennies in. And people who have made loans for political purposes. It's all over the country. Why, of course, it's all over the country. I talked to John Mitchell about it, and I talked to Will Wilson about it. And this one, I called the comptroller, and I said, now, Bill, you put out an order today and to every bank examiner, that there is no longer any report of this kind, Justice. You hold the law. Good. Now, if any question arises, you tell them you did it on my part. And that you consulted with me before you put out the order. So we said, no more such reports to Justice. And I said, I'm prepared to handle it. We're just saying, we've held up sending in more reports to Justice until we can determine what the government's policy is going to be for 45 years. Back to our conviction. All of a sudden, and we've always interpreted this statute to mean that it applied to a bank that made a loan with no purpose of collecting that loan. It's months later voted off as a bad debt or an uncollectible debt. That means we think the statute applies. It's never been interpreted to apply otherwise. And that's our position, is that we get an opinion. Our court ruling to the contrary, we're not going to make any more reports. So that's what it is.
That's what the way the statute should apply. Everybody, political parties and divisions, everybody borrowed money from banks, conversed campaigns and campaigns, borrowed huge amounts. Individuals, which a lot of people go unnoticed.
People are $175,000, one bank, $100,000, another bank, for 70 different Republican committees in Illinois. Well, you know, they could love to get over something like this, K. Rock, or $100,000, but he's done it. He borrowed $100,000, about 10 guys on his nose. Well, they just got it like that all over the country. Some of you did that, they were just saying, the other thing that's so bad about the students, that, essentially, it isn't a matter of, let's just say, one party or the other, or the other. That's irrelevant. It's going to hurt the system. No question. It's about having to be equal upon it. They can appear that all politicians are a bunch of country crows. And, you know, like you go through a damn circle confirmation on that TC, they're beating him over the head and others. You know, when I look face it, it means that anybody that has anything, it's going to be, well, it's going to be driven on a lot. That's what it is. And if you really look to the frankly, the labor unions and.
That's precisely why I'm not nations, jackass organizations, you know, that's what it is.
Because let's face it, the kind of people who borrow money, generally are people of substance. They're people that are, they're good people. I mean, they see our side. I couldn't agree more. But if Mitchell agrees, says, oh, actually, I haven't talked to him about this. I talked to him about the general fault line the last one. I told him that we can't put out this order because of the general. I told him but everybody else is going fine. I talked to that guy. He apparently mentioned some tax matter the other day. It's science speed. I spent an hour with him this morning. He's got some good ideas, and we'll follow him and see what we can do. This is with research, with respect to research and universities, and scientists, engineers, but I've worked with him.
Yeah, and he said he had an idea.
it's a strange mix of,
but now, you know, so I don't know what the hell the story is, but, you know, I have the industrial production figures, but indexed to that, that index, well, you know, they all vary up and down, well, if you look over, it's not as much a prognosticator, due to the fact that it's not a measure of, it does not measure the total of the economy. As you know, industrial production is no free service, not particularly abortion, and so that's not what it's true.
One of the questions that we're fighting right now is, and I tried, well, I said this, I didn't try, I said it on this meet the press series, I just said that we need some industrial leaders and some labor leaders to get out of here and assume a role of leadership that they have a stake in this too. You see what happened? You have a fix, I don't know. You know, just metropolitan. Well, he was in Houston, Texas yesterday, just to give you a classic example of what's happening. He says to a group at a luncheon, well, the top business leaders in Houston who borrow money, he says to them, as it's related secondhand to me, that, well, money will become tighter this fall. And that they calculate there will be an annual 5% inflation throughout this decade. And that therefore, in order to make any kind of return at all, that they have to have at least 10% interest on money, and that as businessmen, they ought not to count on being able to get any long-term loans for less than 10% interest. Well, you know, you can imagine what this does to be. First place, and well, he was telling me about it last night, and I said, well, first place, he's assuming something that he ought not be assuming if you're going to have a 5% annual inflation increase. And I said, if we can get this thing going, if he'll help instead of just talking that way, we can knock this inflation down, or we're not confronting that. And I said, second place, at least in the short run, the next couple of years, we're going to get, he's not going to be loaning money at all if he keeps talking about 10%, because that would not be getting configuration or reinvigoration of this economy. But this is what really hurts now.
That's right. There,
the business, on the other hand,
the labor guys, the businessmen, they ought to step up, but they're doing pretty damn well. The bankers have done well and all the rest of it. And, you know, one thing about the stock market, but on the dollars, a lot of those guys, those business guys, we know them well. A lot of those guys bought from us, they may not have forged, no question.
I should have no question about
it. They didn't know. That's just,
but brother, I saw it coming myself and didn't have any money, but I said, my God, specifically stocks, I remember.
I remember I made the statement. I said, you ought to buy stocks.
But when I came
8 months ago, they had everybody in
the middle. That's right. When I came up here, I sold out. I tried to get my business as clean as I could. Texas Instruments that I paid $134, I sold for $77. That's $102.
It's $102 now.
Yeah, 60 days. Give up from $77 to $102. The Halliburton is up to its all-time high here. It's about $55. Yes, it's one of the world's largest.
Yeah, I know they have it.
And General Portland Cement, these are some of those stocks I sold. Well, every one of them were up. Tyler Pike Diamonds, the Tyler Corporation, I sold it last summer at $7. It's now 18. And I knew that I told some people that. They were up beside the point.
Very soon.
The, in my judgment, the Dow will hit 8, it will hit 950 in the next 60 days. John Motors, U.S. Steel, Westinghouse, General Foods. These are some of the big ones in the index, the Dow Jones Index. They're going to carry this thing to about 950. Now, the smart people, or some of the smart people that I know on the street, think that precisely what I'm telling you, that they're going to carry this Dow Jones to 950. And then they will sit there watching. They will see whether or not this money really begins to come in from individual investors. But they won't ask any questions what's going on 950 in a relatively short period of time. Then it'll sit and seesaw to see whether it's going to attract, whether the money, if it does, it's going to get This will be over $1,000 before the end of this year without any question. What is, I think it's a basic drill. What is needed here is sort of, there needs to be one, that you trade. There needs to be a general attitude of confidence, not all that expressed by everybody in the administration. And as you could, as you said, these damn people in the business, like business council group, well, they must be saying, right, they shut up.
I've told all our people in meeting with the bankers. So, of course, the bankers, you know, they have a hard time swallowing this because this is their bread and butter. But I said, you just tell them, if I got it, I can threaten them. And frankly, at some point, I'm not sure. I don't know any better way to say it. To drive this long-term interest rate down, I'm not sure how I ought to say or somebody ought to say. Maybe you ought to say that if these long-term rates don't come down, where we can reach our economic problems, it may be we'll have to reinstitute a Reconstruction Finance Corporation or this type of government lending agency to take care of what I call democracy, but that be more readily understood than this year. And after all, that was a Republican agency, it wasn't a Democratic one. You've got Snow Riley in the room, Jesse Jones, but President Hoover started. But we have to threaten them a little bit indirectly.
Let me come to the key point about the what about the art of earnings now? Of course, he went off the reservation and a couple of other things. I mean, he speaks in a serious way here. On the one hand, so he made an inference about policy in order to avoid that he needed inflation. On the other hand, he said we shouldn't drive interest rates down too low. Then he goes on to say that he tells the Congress not to push Social Security to pay the COVID system structure out of general revenue and encourages Harvey to put in a bill for the purpose of reinstating the investment tax credit. Now the point is that what we have here is a situation where he apparently feels that he must speak out on all subjects. He's getting to Bill Martin to speak out about the budget and about the Fed.
Of course, I had to go to a certain time.
my taking on the Fed, of course, is enormous. That's something we do, that we have enormous inflation factors we don't want, which we want to avoid. On the other hand, you see, it seems to me that you may be moving towards a relationship.
Of course, well, not necessarily, but now I've talked to Pete. It was yesterday, I spoke. A day before, the day goes back.
Yep.
Today, before Sunday. He called me at noon and told me, he said, I just had a call from Vance Harkin, who told me he was going to drop the bill and call it for 10% investment tax rate.
Right.
He said, now that doesn't mean that 10%. He told me that, but said, he's got some trade room in that. He said, I want to call you and let you know that this is going to happen, because if when it is, you're going to be queried. And I said, well, so are you. And I said, what are you going to say? Well, he said, I'm not going to say anything. He said, I have already talked in these areas too much, and I have been quoted too much in these types of areas and in your affairs. And he said, I don't propose to respond to any questions from this person at all. And I said, well, that's great. I said, I'll try to be prepared. And that was about a conversation. I said, I appreciate you calling and tell me about it. So I immediately called George Hughes. He told him that. I didn't get it for about 4:35 yesterday. Anyway, I told him because I wanted the word to get over here, because I didn't want this thing in my head. That hadn't hit yet, to my knowledge. But the significant thing is that Bernie called me, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, he said, I've said too much about some of these things in other areas, and I'm not going to respond to the press. So this seems to me,
I don't mind if it had been drawn out of his testimony more than he intended.
Well, I think
that he feels, you know, that he has to answer every question.
He does. He feels that thing. You know him much better than I do. He has a tremendous vanity.
Oh, yes.
And ego, and he just doesn't like to admit.
Definitely.
One, he doesn't know anything, or two, he doesn't know within his problems.
That's
what he has some influence.
That's exactly right.
Now, the only two things is when he gets before a committee, he just says what he really intends to say.
Let me say this. First, he indicated at our last firehead meeting that he would like to come talk to me. Obviously, I will always talk to him, but if it's necessary. I do not want to go over there until we have our ducks in a row a little more and we know what we want to talk about. I was wondering if you would just have a talk with him, and maybe you could have the first talk, and then maybe what should happen is maybe the three of us should have a talk. Let me put it this way. I think that he obviously has a burn at his shoulders. He doesn't, and a crack. Both cracks, I say, for the vanity reason. He feels that they are just his pupils, and they shouldn't be questioning the great master. I understand that. That's very clear.
And he thinks they're cutting.
That's right. That's correct. That's correct. So since they figure that, he does not yet think that about you.
No,
so yeah, therefore, you have the stroke. Now the point is, it seems that if you could talk to him privately, then this is the plan.
Yes.
Or you want me to get him?
No, let me talk to him.
All right.
And I don't want to tell you what I'm going to say. I've been trying to stay out of your thing. And I said, to some extent, I've gotten in, but I've gotten in a hell of a lot less than you've gotten in mine. And just say now, one or two things will happen. You and I are going to lock on, or you and the president will lock on. And if you want to maintain the independence of this Federal Reserve System, you ought to quit talking about wage and price policies and fiscal affairs. I said, not your business. I said, sure, you're knowledgeable about it, but what the hell? You're running the Federal Reserve now.
Particularly, you should. Maybe he may talk about that. We put the whole budget by him. He agreed with the
Congress. He talks about monetary affairs. Fiscal affairs is business of the Treasury.
That's right. Not also, when he gets into the fiscal affairs, he gets into the business of what tax rates ought to be, whether we ought to have this or that. Damn, that's not his business.
No, it isn't.
And whether or not Social Security ought to be paid as you go or not, that is not his business.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? Social Security, it should be paid as you go, damn it. But his testimony is true.
That's right.
It got Russell Long ready to put it in as he should on a pay as you go basis. He put it over. Now, that's all that means to us, of course, is they take out a revenue sharing. So be it. We'll have to relax and enjoy it. Damn well, we've got to go along with the
Sure, we have to go along with
Social Security.
cemetery, but we could have posted the tax base $7,809,000 this January, what is next January? It's not, you know, if they had. Well, I don't mind talking to him. I'll do it in the next 2 days if he's in town. I'm sure he is. And this person, I'll be perfectly frank with him. And I can't be. I like him. And we'll tell him.
Sure.
And but I'm just.
So
I'm gonna say I'll say to him that we might well understand each other.
And the other thing is that we've also got an expenditure too. However, if he is, you know, he has this bug that really affected. Interest rates should not go down. By God, they should go down. And the second, he's also wrong in terms of the monetary supply. Damn it, everybody except our units, it ought to be higher. And let's just keep hitting them on that.
All right. Hell it is right now. Can't do much for February is up over 14%.
For February is up, sir. That didn't balance out the other three.
No,
it still didn't come at 5%, which he promised. I promised 5% back in October.
September.
Didn't he?
Apparently. Did it to me, of course, but apparently he did, because everybody says he did, and it's below that, from September up through February.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll wait for your signal, John. I'll give you a talk to him. Then, and it's time to talk to him, you can say that to them. Be sure that we say that to him. I ought to talk to him about that. We believe that it's simple, that just say what you put in these terms. You, he, and I really got the fabulous economy. I said it for the whole group, but let him play with his man to that extent. He knows damn well it's true. And now we can play this with him, but that he must not be convinced that they're going to embarrass, you know, he can't embarrass the administration, you know, that's the point. And he's got to realize that I have to defend Schultz, and I've got to defend McCracken, and they're my men, you know what I mean? Arthur, from his independent vantage point, can't come in just because they were younger than he is and say, they don't know anything.
Well, I will not indicate to him. I'll say to him if he asks that he probably talked about it generally, but I said, if you didn't ask him to come here, yeah, I'm going to say to him, just for your guidance, for the future, I won't change this. I'm going to say to him, now I'm coming on my own. I know how the person feels because we discussed the general subject, but I will come see him because I know you've asked to see him, and I don't know when you're going to see him, and that's none of my business. But
I will say, you know, he wants to see you.
That's what I mean.
That's right.
But then I'm going to leave it on that basis. But my coming to him is my idea, and I'm coming, I'm going to lay it on the line before he has this conversation with you in an attempt, one, to be sure he and I have an understanding, number two, to try to be helpful, that he doesn't irritate you. Boy, I'm going to clearly indicate this, that I think the president is irritated, be very clear. The last one we had came on to me, and I said, I would rather start when he said, well, however, that's what it's going to be.
So everyone is there anytime you're ready.
Oh, all right. All right. How high is that?
You're going.
I'll come in the other way, sorry.
No, that's all
right. Right.
And let's talk to the Secretary of State, sir. He can carry the ball with the Secretary of State discussion. I'm going to hold him to an appropriate time.
All right.
How are you?
You want Romney first?
Romney first, and then the two Secretary of State will handle this himself.
Yeah.